This is the second four-day cruise in less than a week as part of the most extensive search for the Department of Defense barrels in Lake Superior.
There's a marine tech. Generally, we have five scientists or researchers.
The Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa is enlisting the help of these researchers from the University of Minnesota in Duluth and contractor EMR to search for the barrels. The crew is scanning more than 100 square miles of the lake bottom for evidence of DOD barrels dumped there in the 1950s and 60s. UMD researcher and geologist Doug Ricketts says the expedition is a challenge.
Now, when we're down here, the science crew, we have six folks, so we've divided it. Everyone gets a four-hour shift and they're staggered. So, and what we're trying to do is we always have two people on so that there's always fresh eyes.
When the crew is off duty, most choose to rest up for their next shift.
These are the original berths, so there's four on each side.
Carney says the crowded living conditions on the boat can be a challenge as well.
You can see there's not space for 11 folks, so you meet in shifts.
Carney says they hope things will go smoothly overall.
We really never had any personality problems. You'd think it's an 87-foot boat. People get tired of each other, of course, but we keep our brawls to a minimum here.
The engineering firm hopes to have results from these expeditions by October. Until then, they're not releasing information from their sonar searches. In Duluth, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.